USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After being convicted of murdering George Floyd, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. He was convicted a few months ago. The attorney for the family of George Floyd, Ben Crump, wants Congress to pass the package with police reform. A bipartisan group of lawmakers began working on that 24 hours ago.
This should not be the exception when a black person is killed by brutality by police. It should be the norm.
George Floyd's family spoke, including his daughter and his brother Terrence.
The way we got here is because of our fight and your fight together. Y'all hit the streets. We thankful for y'all. And we just, I'm overwhelmed.
Chauvin still faces federal charges. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
The governor of Georgia is speaking out against the DOJ's lawsuit over their new voting laws. USA Radio's Tim Berg has this.
Governor Brian Kemp is calling the Justice Department's lawsuit over Georgia's election law baseless. He says the Biden administration is weaponing the DOJ because a national vote measure went down to defeat in the Senate.
We are not backing down. I am not backing down. And I can tell you that Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, and Merrick Garland don't scare me.
The Republican governor also calling the DOJ lawsuit unconstitutional and claimed the new law expands Georgia voting even more so than New York, New Jersey, and Biden's home state of Delaware.
President Biden has signed a law designating the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, as a national memorial. He signed the legislation during a White House ceremony flanked by lawmakers, survivors of the shooting, and LGBTQ leaders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The death toll from the collapse of an oceanfront condominium tower near Miami Beach rose to 4, with about 159 people unaccounted for as crews continued to search the debris for survivors. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said about 120 people had been accounted for, but stressed that the numbers remain fluid. Authorities said at least 4 died in the sudden collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers in Surfside. President Biden approved an emergency declaration that will provide federal aid to the area. The Homeland Security Department and Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, are authorized to help coordinate disaster relief efforts with local officials. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency for Miami-Dade County. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said he hopes for more than just fiscal assistance and manpower. Authorities are looking into the cause of the collapse, which sent half of the tower crashing to the ground in just seconds. Microsoft is offering a new look at Windows 11. USA Radio's Lance Pry has this.
The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. Windows 11 only supports 64-bit processors, and there will be no 32-bit versions. For the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.